What's going on, internet? Welcome to episode 35 here on The Summit. It's the podcast where we share with you all of the latest and greatest gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you all the time of finding it yourself. If you're listening to this, you can find us on all major podcasts and platforms. We're available on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. Don't forget, if you want to reach out and keep up with us, you can always find us in our Discord server over at discord.gg/thesummit. While you're at it, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on supporting platforms, because this helps the algorithm promote our show, which helps us with bringing in new listeners. Bringing you for today's episode, I'm your host, and it's been a while, your boy Ashy, and with me are, it's only rain today. Yeah, the other two, they're out, so. Rain, aka CJ, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, as always. Happy to be here, you know, another day at the summit. Doing my daily duty as a Kage.
Yes, sir. It's the only podcast, not the only podcast, but we're going to call it the only podcast where you can get your weekly dose of gaming news. Because that's what we do. You know, this is a podcast for gamers, created by gamers. Anyway, enough with all that bullshit. What's up, guys? Episode 35. Yeah, we don't have much today. We're going to go over a bunch of the news. We got two of our hosts out this week on some personal things, but that's okay, because me and Rain are here to hold it down. Your new game releases this month, we got Dragon Age: The Veilguard, which released at the end, technically at the end of October, but we're gonna classify it in the November section. We also got Horizon Zero Dawn Remastered, also dropped the same day. Not a new game, but it's remastered, you know, same thing Sony's doing with dropping new old games. So yeah, that's all we got for new game releases for the month. So I gotta take out my retainer because I got a fat lisp right now. What else we got? Gaming updates. Obviously, the hottest game on the block right now is Black Ops 6. I've been having a pretty good time on there. I think I got to Prestige 1 level. I'm Prestige 1 level 30 right now. Rain, what'd you end up getting to currently right now?
Prestige 2 level 33.
Prestige 2 level 33. Are you on it right now?
Yeah,
what's been your favorite part about Black Ops 6?
I'm capturing niggas, you know, taking them hostage and playing the game, man.
When you say take them hostage, now what exactly are you doing when you take these guys hostage?
Usually, I'm just whispering sweet nothings to them, serenading them, type shit.
You in the ear?
In the ear, you know, just giving them a little pep talk. Ah, you know, buddy, you might want to just leave the game. Nothing too crazy. I try to keep it a little PG, with my voice at least. My actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, they do. Okay, you've been dropping a few 60 pieces.
Of course.
Of course.
It's only right.
You know, now how are you feeling? Because you've played all the Call of Duty titles up until now. I think I've taken a big break since Modern Warfare 2. So, like, how are you feeling about this COD versus, like, previous COD titles within the last 5 years?
Honestly, the TTK, like, time to kill, and just, like, the weapon balancing, it seems pretty fair and pretty normal, like, in retrospect, because MW19 was great. MW3, the last one that they had, was pretty awesome, too. It wasn't bad. Like, there was a different, like, a weapon variety. You don't feel like you have to run this weapon for, you know, anything in particular.
Yeah.
Obviously, the maps aren't bad. Like, out of all of the maps that I've played in the different objective thing, I think they did fairly well with the design and everything. There's always going to be little, like, bugs and shit like that people complain about and things of that nature. But all in all, I would put this probably in the last 5 years, I would say this would be top three.
Top three? What are you putting over this?
What would I put over this?
Or is it MW19? Okay, 19? Okay.
For sure. And then MW3 for sure.
Okay. So how would you compare this to Cold War?
I would say it's probably better than Cold War, but I never really had a problem with Cold War. Like, I low key enjoyed Cold War. I enjoyed Cold War and Vanguard, unlike a lot of people, I guess, which I thought was crazy in itself.
Yeah, I mean, Cold War was interesting to me. I think it came off a little different from what I will. Well, I think Cold War I had came from Black Ops 3. That was the previous Treyarch title I had played before that. Because I skipped 4. I think it was 4, and after 4, you know, the other companies picked up, and then the next Treyarch title was Cold War, I think. So yeah, I skipped Black Ops 4, and I went straight to Cold War from 3. I personally enjoy Black Ops 3, so when it switched to like Cold War, it was kind of like a little shock to me, but I think I'd agree with that. Like, I enjoyed Cold War. I have a lot of playtime in it. I had a good time on it. I would put like COD Modern Warfare 2019 like as like my top within the last 5 years. I would say that. So I agree with that. The game feels good. I mean, other than them, like the bugs and the glitches you mentioned, I think it's fun. I've only been playing with y'all and with friends, so obviously anything with friends is fun. But I mean, I've played by myself. The multiplayer feels good. I will say that it, I don't know. One thing I want to get into is like skill based damage. Like, what is this popping up? What is the skill based damage shit that's popping up? Like, is this fake? Because I read a little bit of an article of it, and like COD denies it. So is it real? Is it fake? What's going on?
They can't really deny it when Activision put in a patent for the formula in 2017. And like, you can see it on Google. It's all public information. And then they said that's what they were working towards initially. Yeah. And it's already implemented in their anti-cheat systems, including Ricochet, which is their newest anti-cheat system that they've been utilizing on the last 3 Call of Duties for sure. But it's just, like, if you hit your shots or you perform too well, the game does actually like nerf you. And that's like an entirely separate thing from skill based matchmaking, where it's already supposed to match you against your peers and things of that nature.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah, because I'm reading an article and it says that it says like the concept isn't new. It's appeared with like Modern Warfare Remastered, which was back in 2017. So I'm not sure why they're denying it, but it's, you know, obviously no. But have you been noticing it in like the previous 2 COD titles? So how does it work though?
You could be popping off, and then like while you're popping off, like shots will just either start not hitting or not doing as much damage. Like, you can see when you're shooting someone, like you know how many hits it takes to kill with a lot of weapons, right? Because that's fucking public information too. It's out there. People know it. Like, oh, if I'm using the AK, it's gonna take 4 shots to kill someone. All right, why am I shooting this nigga with the AK and I'm getting 7 hit markers? You know, it's like shit like that. You can notice, you can record and point out to friends. People try to talk those things up to latency, like code ping, and you know, hit registry. But yeah.
That's what game rank's doing right now.
Inconsistent measure. Like, come on now. Like, we can see my ping, right? My ping's not fluctuating that much during the match, where you could just say that out of nowhere. That's why it's harder to kill this nigga, right? I just killed this nigga 10 seconds ago with 4 shots, but now it takes me 6, 7, or 8.
So that would be used against people that, like, say if I'm going against somebody that's got like a higher elo than me, right? It would take me a shorter amount of time to kill that person versus him, me.
Versus him, kinda, you, yeah.
It's kind of whack,
isn't it? And it's supposed to help players of lower skill levels, and allegedly be not punishing to players of higher skill levels, because then you just gotta shoot niggas more.
Yeah, that's kind of whack. You get punished for being good, get killed easily. Crazy as fuck. So, well, we do got some season 1 updates for Black Ops 6. I'm gonna read those off for the people, and then feel free to chime in if I miss something. Because, well, one, when's the next zombie map supposed to come?
December 11th.
December 11th. Okay, have we seen any trailers for it yet, or do we? Okay, so it's gonna be a surprise. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, or they'll release more information when season 1 drops for real, which drops November 11th.
Got you. Well, season 1 is bringing 6 new multiplayer maps, 7 new weapons, and a new Zombies and Resurgence maps. And full integrations with, obviously, Call of Duty Warzone. One little break in the little reading, though. Black Ops 6 takes place after the events of Black Ops 2. Is that right?
Are you asking?
Nah. Yeah. It doesn't?
It's a prelude.
Is it previously to Black Ops 2?
Yeah, it's supposed to be prior to, I'm pretty sure. I haven't played the campaign. You have. So
yeah, but the campaign... Yeah, I played the first mission. The only reason I asked that is because I know in the zombies maps, like, it's in, the zombies is in the 90s, right? If I'm not mistaken. But some of the...
Campaigns in the 60s?
Well, the campaign kind of... It goes back towards, like, the...
Cold War?
Yeah, a little... Yeah, the Cold War. It bounces between the Cold War and modern. Let me just look it up. Black Ops 6... timeline, because okay, it's set, okay, Black Ops 6 is set in 1991. Okay, so yes, before, it's a direct sequel to Cold War then. Okay, I don't know where I read it at before this game launched, but apparently I had read somewhere, and I think we talked about it on the podcast, I guess there was a leak saying that Black Ops 6 was set in the events after Black Ops 2. So that's what kind of was throwing me off a little bit about the game, but it is a direct sequel to Cold War, so it is a prelude to the Black Ops series, I guess. When was Black Ops set in, though? When was Black Ops? Let me look that up real quick, because then that's going to start connecting the dots. Black Ops was set in... Black Ops... I don't know. Timeline. Okay, Black Ops was 1961 to 68. Cold War, then it became Cold War with the 1984... Black Ops 6 is 1991. Black Ops 2 is within flashbacks of 1986, 1989. I guess that's the story. Okay. And then the future missions are 2025. Black Ops 4 was the 2040s. Black Ops 3 was 2065. That's so weird. Okay. So now we'll be back on track on that. We got new multiplayer maps. All going to be new core 66 maps. We got Hideout, Extraction, Hacienda, which is going to be mid-season, and Nuketown Holiday, which is going to be mid-season as well. We got new 2v2 and 6v6 strike maps. It's going to be Heirloom, which is at launch, and then Racket, which is going to be mid-season as well. Got new, some new multiplayer modes coming. We got Ransack, which is going to be available at launch. We got Prop Hunt, which is going to be available at launch. And then we have... some more limited time game modes coming along with the holiday as well. We also have some multiplayer rank play coming for with season one. We have major new zombies arrive with their new map. We have directed mode for Terminus and Liberty Falls coming at launch of season one. Also, we have a new map, another new map, Citadel de Mortes, in mid season, I guess, coming. And then we have obviously Call of Duty Warzone coming at launch as well. New Resurgence map, Area 99, with Warzone rank play coming mid season. And that's the season one briefing. Razor, I see you joined the show. I didn't know he's gonna be here today. What's up, man?
Yeah, I just got home.
Nice. How you doing?
You know, yeah, busy, staying busy.
Yeah, that's the trend. Nice. That is the trend. We weren't doing much. We were just going over the little Black Ops discussion. You want to chime in? How you been feeling about Black Ops 6 so far?
I definitely think it's one of the best releases of COD in a minute. Like as far as like game day one, which I mean. Granted, I haven't really been on COD like that since 2019, but I ain't even blame myself for that. I'm blaming them, you know. Mm-hmm. They're too rich for me not to blame them. And you know, of course, it has its issues, right? Every game does, everything does. But as far as a fun, complete game, I think Black Ops 6 is the best COD we've gotten in a minute.
Okay. You like it better than Cold War?
Yeah, I mean, I barely played Cold War.
That is true. You barely played Cold War. Okay. Anything else? As far as like the multiplayer, how you been feeling about that? and the zombies. Like, oh, actually, let's talk about the zombies real quick. How you been feeling about the zombies?
Well, I mean, I could probably count on my fingers the number of zombie games I've played total. But, I mean, they were still in-depth games, like Dunbo's Easter eggs and shit. So, I don't think it's bad at all. It can be fun casually. Like, I guess, okay, when I'm thinking about it, I guess the maps. I'm not really impressed by the maps themselves. Maybe I just don't know everything about... Well, I know for a fact I don't know everything about Terminus. I probably don't even know everything about Liberty Falls either. But the maps just feel kind of... Almost, I want to say basic. Because, like, if you take it back to, like, prime Black Ops Zombies maps, like, things like Transit, Mob of the Dead, Origins, Buried, those maps, they all had, you know, distinct themes, distinct feelings, you know, very diverse looks and everything. And they were pretty, like, expansive, but, like... Not just like the maps and we got in six are expensive, but like they're basic expensive. Like you'll like, you know, 2 to 3 games on the map and you'll know the map. I promise you. Yeah. Whereas, you know, old school maps weren't like that. You were spending time researching, not researching, but discovering things on the map and finding all these different areas. So I have high hopes that the maps will get, I guess, more complex. Because when we think about it, Easter eggs in six are mad easy too. I mean, they were easy in Cold War, but in Cold War, there were way more steps to it. You know, Black Ops 6, you know, I've seen people, I saw a thumbnail of somebody saying you can get to the boss fight on Terminus round fucking one or something.
Yeah, but that's crazy hard to do. Like, you actually have to fucking train a zombie for a certain amount of time just to hit the gobblegum machine for a certain amount of time, praying a certain thing drops for you type shit.
But that's not hard necessarily. That's just time consuming and like also like you have to make sure you have the gobble gums, which is just more time played to earn them. So it's not really difficult like skill or mechanic wise. It's just kind of like difficult setup wise. Which yeah, I get it. Like no one besides those top tier content creators and even few of them are gonna attempt to do shit like this. But it's mainly because like, but it's not because other players can't. Like if every player had unlimited gobble gum, they could do it. Yeah, I promise you they could, you know. It's not that hard to train as a bi striker. It's not that hard to train as zombie and just wait. I imagine just boring as hell waiting out that gobble gum timer, because holy shit.
300 seconds.
Yeah, 5 minutes per and you getting the chance. That's crazy. Yeah, it's craziness. Wrong. But you know, I don't think that the maps are up to par. Like I even think I could say some Cold War maps, zombie maps I like better. Like I like the what was it? Milder Toten or whatever, the third one they had. I like that one. I like the fourth one too. I can't remember the name. I remember liking those two maps a lot. And granted, those were DLC, which is why I don't want to completely knock this games yet, because it has a chance to make at least four zombie maps. It'll probably do more, considering it's already for the drop run, you know. But I mean, still solid. Like, just that's my only negative complaint. Well, no. No. Well, actually, I guess it wouldn't be a negative complaint, but it's kind of like a controversial one in the community. The difficulty ramps up fast, and it's because of those fucking mini-bosses it spawns. Like, you'll spawn a dozen fucking manglers at once. That's true. And it's like, damn, bro. Dozen manglers, three of those abominations, you know, all that. And then you'll get the spiders, the flyers, all in one round. And it's just kind of crazy how many like special enemies spawn in, and it happens kind of quick. Like you feel strong by like mid 20s, and then once you get to like about 30, you're throwing pebbles, you're pea shooting them. You know, sometimes
I do notice that like they kind of force you to use a pack a punch a little bit earlier in this game, because I know my weapon's starting to fall off at like.
That's not pack though. That's the rarity of your weapon. Like,
well, yeah, that too. But even if you correct me if I'm wrong. You always have to level up the rarity of your weapon in the game, right? You can't just like standard get it in the game.
No, you can just off wall.
No, not off a box though. Not off a box. I'm talking about like because I use the box too.
Yeah.
Well, I know off a box, but I'm talking about like the weapon that you can customize before the game.
Oh yeah,
like your created class that doesn't spawn as a legendary.
Not
right?
Without a gobble gum.
Oh, you just pop a gobble gum, make it legendary.
You can, yeah. There's a gobble gum for that. Yeah, but
I'm gonna need that gobble gum.
Yeah, like the rarity, like when you really play zombies, it's more in depth than you actually think it is, because all that shit plays a part in it. Like, For instance, with a knife, like it one taps melee up to like round four. But if you use 500 salvage and make it green, it one tap melees up to like round 10 or 11. Obviously,
damn,
it's the same way with your normal weapon. Like the damage scales with the rarity, and that's not including pack a punch, which also has a different scaling. Because like you have a pack a punch white weapon or a green one, it's gonna damage differently.
Yeah, it does.
You notice that with the elites, absolutely, when you're shooting them, but.
Mm-hmm. A little comment off of that too, like that's a neat trick with the knife, but like knifing's damn near made useless because, you know, you can't. I tried knifing zombies in the head to match the headshot point ratio, but like that shit's inconsistent.
It is
probably because of aim assist, just to be like, oh, you want to hit this guy here, hit him in the chest. But like, so it kind of ruins the whole knifing thing. Like, there's no reason to knife because you get more points with the headshot, and also ammo is cheap as shit too, so it's no point in conserving ammo early rounds.
I guess it'll just be for the, you know, the fun, and then the
camera. Melee only build would probably be nice.
Kills quicker.
Yeah.
Does kill a lot quicker.
I know Rain was having fun with the bat, but you said the knife is faster. Knife too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think zombies has been catered more towards obviously, you know, welcoming more players and as far as, you know, making it a little bit easier, but you can have it difficult if you want it to be, you know, depending on what you're doing. If you're like trying to survive, you're trying to do the Easter eggs, whatever. And they have made the Easter eggs a lot easier too, as far as like doing the steps to get to them. Cause I know, like you mentioned, like if we were playing like Black Ops 3, Black Ops 2, or even World at War maps or Origins, shit like that, like the Easter eggs definitely are, they feel a little bit more complex than they do in these games, which I understand because you're trying to get more players involved with stuff like that. So I get it. I don't really have an issue with it. I'm still trying to get adjusted to like the new style of zombies. Cause I would say, I wish they had like game modes where like you could choose to kind of go back to the original way zombies used to be played. But you know, I mean,
what do you mean original though? Like what would they change?
Like just like the old ways, like the old style, graphically, and then, old play styles. Like I mentioned, I was on stream, like, God, I'm saying like so much. I mentioned on stream that I wish they like remastered something with, like Transit, or, obviously one of my favorite maps is like the Rise and Draw, but just that style, that play style of zombies. He said, "We know, yeah." That play style of zombies versus this stuff, like I don't like the whole point system where you gotta kill a zombie to get 100 points. I liked it better with the ticks.
There's a reason they moved away from that, though.
Was that
just like people getting into spots where you could just continuously shoot zombies?
Yeah, but it's zombies, so it's like, eh. I mean, but now there's a level system to it, so
exactly. Yeah, and you would just use the lowest level weapon, an LMG, and just continuously do damage and never kill, type shit.
So I get it, but like I said, I wish they just had like a game mode that where you can just select and maybe just do it for fun, like where, you know, you don't level up or something like that, and then they bring back kind of the old style where it was, or just like, or even keep this but remaster some of the old maps, because I would like to go back and play some of the classic zombie maps. That's just my personal opinion, but it's not a big deal. I do like how zombies is playing on Black Ops 6, so I can't complain too much. I've been having fun, so it's not that big of a deal. There is a topic though that I wanted to cover, and because I saw it online, and I wonder what y'all had to say about it. But the winner's circle, do y'all think that shit should be like, you know, taken out the game? Is it necessary? I don't think it's necessary. I'm gonna say it right now.
Well, it's definitely not gonna get taken out the game because it's gonna be something to make them money. It's gonna be just like Black Ops 4, exactly. Yeah. They're gonna be able to. You're going to be able to sell more skins and emotes because you know people are going to see them. And if they want to, they can sell calling cards and emblems as well because it doesn't show the number one guys. Yeah.
I think there was just a bunch of stuff people were complaining about because they were like, well, there's an ending screen. And like, especially when Nuketown 2025 was there for that double XP weekend, there was an ending screen. Then there was there was a final kill. Then there was the Nuketown exploding, then there was the winner's circle, and then people were just like, man, I could be in another game by now, like what are we doing? So wanted to skip button.
I do hate that you can't, you know, leave gamers at the end once it's over, But that was at the same time, that was when I was just trying to grind out the camos and when I was in that mindset.
Yeah.
So, I mean, preference was, yeah, it would be nice to have.
Yeah. We have some Dragon Ball Sparking Zero news. I saw the little picture you sent, Rain. Apparently, 10% of the Dragon Ball Sparking Zero players remain in under 4 weeks. I saw that coming, which is kind of why I didn't want to pick up the game. Because the things with anime games with me nowadays, and it almost doesn't work because they almost never go on sale. But I would much rather pick them up on sale because I know it's just that thing that it's just going to fall off hard, at least the online aspect of it. And if you don't have a group of friends that's like constantly playing it or something like that, then, you know, it's kind of like, to me, I feel like I'm wasting
money. Yeah, you can buy it then, bro. You got us. We own the game.
Well, I know, but are we playing it?
I mean, I could if I'm having to get on myself. I'll fight one of y'all.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I called it, actually. I remember when you asked if I thought I was going to last. No.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just because, yeah, it's typically happens with, like, anime games in general, I feel.
Yeah.
And also, it's a fighting game. You know, a lot of casual gamers don't like fighting games because they're one-on-one. And that psychological, mm-hmm. you know, effect of it, that win or lose, and losing feels bad, you know. Feels better to lose in COD than it does to lose in Street Fighter or something.
Right? It does, because then it's all your fault.
Yeah. You know, and you got done up. And, so, like, I figured that. And then when I started playing and realizing that it was very cheesy, and you know how players get, they'll optimize fun out of the game real quick. Mm-hmm. Yajirobe, Sensu Beans, and all that shit. That shit throws players off. They're starting to change it, or at least I know they nerfed him and shit. I don't know if they're going to make more changes to balance out the game.
I think they're going to abandon it. They're going to abandon it.
They made their money, though. So,
sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. They broke records. Yeah. So, I mean, they won. In the end game, they won. They don't care if you played it for a day. They made money. So, shit. I mean, it don't matter to them. But, yeah, I mean, they typically abandon anime games anyway. They're probably working on the next Dragon Ball project. That's nothing new, but they're going to drop a new title on it and sell it and break records again anyway. So this one sold purely off nostalgia, though. I'll tell you that right now. People were excited for, you know, the new Tenkaichi, this, this, and that. And so people bought into it, which is, you know, not a bad deal. Obviously, it's still a fighting game. You can always pick it up and play. That's the good thing about it. But, yeah, I'm surprised it fell off that quick, though. That was pretty fast. Like, that was within a month.
Yeah, I mean, because it doesn't provide much outside of online play for real.
Mm. Oh, there's no story?
Like, kind of. Like, it's the same thing of Dragon Ball thing where you play through, like, the story with the characters. But, like, you can finish that pretty quick. And it's like, it's almost, I feel like one of those things where it's so much, it takes away from itself. Because I didn't even do everything because there's just so many fucking battles. And you don't even know what you unlock off of doing battles. So it's not even like you can target, unless you want to use Google, you know, or third party services. It's not like you can even target what you want to unlock. You just have to, like, know, or you're just playing those campaigns and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah. But it didn't really do much. And also, the AI was mad easy. So it's not even like it was good fights for real once you learned the game.
See, they had something good on their hands with Xenoverse. And they had something good on their hands with Xenoverse. I think Xenoverse was honestly one of the best Dragon Ball games to ever release. Because it gave you something to do outside of a PvP aspect. You know, there were actually story missions, and then the multiplayer story missions actually tied into the storyline, or you had to grind for gear and then you had to grind for drops.
Well, I had a decent amount of hours in that game and I never really touched multiplayer or PvP specifically.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I had over like 500 hours in that game, the first one at least, and like I rarely did. Maybe I had about 40 hours in PvP. You know, if me and my friends just wanted to do things, but mainly we would just be farming shit for gear and like it was very fun. You know, the co-op aspect of Xenoverse was very intuitive at the time for the anime scene, so I appreciated that. I hope they can put something together like that again. I was hoping Naruto actually would have a game, something similar to Xenoverse. That would have made me happy, but I think they tried something similar. It was like I forget what it was called, but it was they tried something like that and it just completely flopped. It was just shit. But yeah, anime games, they don't do it anymore. I don't know. Everything's about money. Nothing's about like locking in for the creative aspect of the game anymore.
I mean, what really could you do besides retell the story though?
Well, that's the thing though. That's why Xenoverse was so nice, because like having those being like a time, what was it? What are they called? Time travelers or whatever. Those little
time patrol or whatever.
Time patrollers, yeah. Like, yeah, you're going back to events and stuff like that, but you create your own character. So everybody's got a different build. Everybody's a different race. It's co-op or it's single player, no matter what you want to do. They were constantly updating the missions. They were constantly updating the drops. Like, they catered to that game for at least a solid year after the release in terms of, like, actively adding things to the game.
Creating your own Saiyan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah, I just love that. Mm-hmm. People have Saiyans. I made a Frieza race.
A Frieza race.
Yeah, whatever they call it.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, in the game, they didn't even use an official term. They did just straight up say, like, Frieza's race.
Yeah, it was like Frieza race, yeah.
That's crazy.
The motherfucker was broken. It was broken. But, yeah, it wasn't even just farming for drops. Like, you had to farm for special moves you wanted. You had
Monkey.
To, like... And if you wanted to reset yourself, you had to actually go around and collect the Dragon Balls. And those were rarity drops. Like... It actually, you had to put in time and grind with that game. Like, nothing was just given to you. And then this was back before the, you know, pay for shit days. So you couldn't buy it. Like, you had to earn it. And so I appreciated, I appreciated Xenoverse a lot. I didn't play much of 2, but I think 2 was more of the same, just a continuation, a little bit of updated. I think they just stopped updating Xenoverse 2 actually recently. So good for them on that. But yeah, I mean, that, as far as like fighting games go, that's, I feel like Xenoverse was a really good one. Or anime games. That was a really good game, in my opinion. Ubisoft has some news. They said that they're in a creative bind. They're looking for a new direction in the upcoming Assassin's Creed game. So I didn't play Assassin's Creed, any of them. So I don't know about Desmond. I don't even know who that is. I guess he's the main character 1 through 3, right?
Oh, so you asking me? I'm not Assassin's Creed.
Well, Rain plays it, so
yeah, because like there's a whole collection dedicated to like the main characters from 1 through 3, like Brotherhood and everything.
But did he end up dying? I guess.
Or I mean, like they that? All kind of end up dying, you know.
That's true. It's all history. I mean, I only mentioned that because they said like they were like, oh, well, after 3, we were kind of like in a creative rut and this and that. And so they've kind of just been going back and retelling they've been doing like historic narratives and stuff like this. And so I guess now they came out and said, well, we're trying to get back to Desmond's storyline. And I was just a little confused. Yeah, that made me confused. I was like, I thought he died, but okay. And so I was reading that and basically Ubisoft don't know what they want to do right now. They admitted to being in a creative bind. They said they're in a rut, and they said that hopefully Assassin's Creed Shadows kind of resparks the I guess the engines for their creativity. And I thought that was kind of interesting. Ubisoft's just been in a lot of hot water this year. This has not been their year. They've just been very disappointing. I don't know. I think maybe they should. I think I posted a funny video about that and like the funnies or something, but it was a skit basically saying that, like, how about we just, you know, create a game, you know, an original game from scratch and, you know, put something behind that. Like, no, why would we do that? Like, how about another Assassin's Creed? Yes.
There's no money in that.
New IP. Sounds like work.
Exactly. But that was kind of
herring? Why the fuck? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Give us your money.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck it. Death Stranding is now on Xbox 5 years after the PS4 release.
Right?
Damn.
What kind of shit is that?
That's yeah, I don't know what the fuck. And you gotta buy it.
That game. And you gotta buy it. It's crazy.
They ain't even put it on Game Pass. You gotta buy that shit.
I want money and I want it now.
Hell nah.
Yeah, that's it. I was like, no, who would do that? Somebody gonna buy it.
I bought that game and played it. I couldn't beat it, bro. I couldn't get with it, bro.
Bro, it's a walking simulator.
Apocalypse Mailman.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Build this bridge. Oh fuck! If you forgot to deliver this while you were over there, you were fucked, buddy.
Oh, bro, oh, you forgot. God. You gotta piss, man. You gotta go take a pee.
Yo, people love. They vouch for it so hard. I'm just like, yo,
they it's was like, beautiful. This shit should get game of the year, bro. This is the best looking shit I've ever played. It was
barely a game.
Best thing since sliced fucking bread.
I'm like, it's beautiful, but that's it, bro. This shit is terrible. I'm just like, walking around.
You're Delulu.
Don't want to do this. And then you can't even walk fast.
Can't even fucking speed up. No power walking.
Like, yeah, the game's 150 and then, hours. Oh, y'all shit. Ever
like get to that point where you carry enough cargo to where you got to balance yourself? Yeah, or you got to balance yourself. Fall? Mm-hmm. Nigga, what?
It's like terrible, bro. Terrible. Like, the game's 150 hours. Like, no shit. 100 of it is fucking walking.
Because how slow you fucking are, bro.
This is insane.
It's not from the abundance of fucking content, if that's what you're wondering.
Not at all. We do got some upcoming games, though, for the month. We got Metal Slug Tactics. We got Planet Coaster 2, Mario & Luigi Brothership, Metro Awakening, Goat Simulator Remastered, Slitterhead, The Rise of the Golden Idol, Tetris Forever, Temtem, Dragon Quest 3, Skydance's Behemoth, Lego Horizon Adventures, Microsoft Flight Simulator, Towers of Aghast, My Sims Cozy Bundle, Stalker 2, Genshin Impact, Star Wars Outlaws on Steam, and Nine Souls. That was a mouthful.
How many souls?
Nine.
That's a lot of niggas.
Like a cat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a cat. Got some Game Pass updates as well. We got StarCraft Remastered dropping November 5th. We got StarCraft 2. Goat Simulator Remastered dropping November 7th. Microsoft Flight Simulator dropping November 19th. That's going to be a day one release. And we got Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, November 20th. And Nine Souls, another day one release on Game Pass, November 26th. We also have some PS Extra updates. No, we don't. They didn't reveal it yet. Sorry about that. But we do have a PS5 Pro update. It has released. And people have been showing screenshots of what's that one game? The Dark Souls 3? Not Dark Souls or
damn.
What is that one game?
Yeah. What is that one game? Demon Souls? Whatever game they put on the PS5 Pro that's old as shit, but remastered.
Demon's Souls remastered for PS5.
Yeah, it was something. I forget what it was called, but it was one of them. It was a lot of them. It was Spider-Man. It was that one. It was Last of Us. All the old games. Yeah, they were showing on the PS5 Pro, and I was on Twitter and looking at the comparisons, and people swore on their life that they just wanted to believe it. That's what it was. It was a placebo. They wanted to believe it. Like, yeah, you can see maybe a tiny bit of better reflections in the games, but I'm just like, dude, stop trying to make the argument that this is worth the purchase. If
$700.
Yeah, wild,
and
man.
You and maybe see a difference.
You had Spider-Man.
It don't jump out at you, not in your face or nothing.
Literally. You know? And he had created a Spider-Man, and this was like something Stryker probably would have ate up. But they were like, yeah, now like, We had limitations for Spider-Man on the PS5, but now we can go above and beyond and really show what our
web-slinging capabilities are.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to show with the game, and I was like, uh-oh, are y'all rumoring towards a remaster?
Money.
Mm. They gonna get like, don't do it.
Buy it.
Like, please don't buy it twice. Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hear them swinging from webs for the next 6 fucking months.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to get game of the year.
Mm-hmm. Nice. But yeah, so PS5 Pro is out, and they, I don't know.
This is how we check if he listens to the pod.
If you don't have a PS5 and you're looking for one and you can afford a Pro, obviously, okay, go ahead and get the Pro. But if you got a PS5 and you get a Pro, I'm going to just
delete you.
Yeah, I'm gonna delete you. That's just nonsense. Don't do that.
No way.
We're not paying $700 for a reflection, a 5% better reflection. We're not.
Like, what about the kids? Think about that money you spending, bro. You could have gave it to the kids.
He said, but
kids.
I see that.
Then they said, oh, well, Black Ops 6 is one of our PS5 Pro enhanced games.
What they enhancing on it? The campaign? Because you can't change the limitations of the multiplayer game.
You can't. And that's all people going to play. But they didn't put that in the title. So, you know, they trying to fool them. They trying to fool them. Don't worry about it. That's it for the gaming side. We do got some news about Venom. Apparently, Venom 3, The Last Dance, flopped. I forgot the movie came out.
That's tough. You.
I forgot the movie came out. Bro, it's said that better I, than I Joker.
Wait, I did forget to go see it.
I forgot it came out. Rain, did you see it?
Yes, sir.
Was it good?
I enjoyed it, but I enjoyed a lot of things. You know what I mean? I'm not a hater.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Venom movie. Who sent up here critiquing Venom like that?
Probably the same people that, you know, are yelling on Twitter right now.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
What they yelling about?
Always yelling.
You know? I tried to be vague, but we know what they're yelling about.
I mean, it made $323 million at the box office so far. Shit. Like,
oof. I wish I had that much, man. That's right. Something I'm proud of.
It ain't that bad. It just released like a week ago. A week and a half, 2 weeks almost. Yeah, that ain't that bad. Like, I wouldn't call that a flop.
Right.
Hey, what's going on? I mean, it's doing pretty good. I should go see it actually on like you Tuesday. Should go or something. See it. I probably will. This is the last one, huh?
Yeah, it's The Last Dance.
Yeah, was Spider-Man in it?
You know, I'm not gonna spoil anything since that shit came up at least. Like within a month ago, you know what I mean? So I won't do that.
Will you be in theaters to see Kraven the Hunter?
No.
Damn. Why you say it with sustain like that?
Because who the fuck gives a fuck about that guy?
That's why they made him like one of the main villains in Spider-Man 2, bro. To make you excited, Prince.
Make you excited for
that fucking game for everybody else. Because I'm not buying a PlayStation to play that.
Hey, bro. Striker would have something else to say about that, bro.
He's got the hottest takes in the world. The devil is jealous of this nigga.
Oh my god. Well, what else we got? We got Kraven the Hunter. We got Captain America: Brave New World next year. We got Spider-Man 4 2026. We got Blade, which is Blade not coming out. I don't know who the fuck is Blade coming out. Blade not coming out. Blade, no, they canceled.
No, they canceled that.
Yeah, they canceled that shit.
Done, Dada.
They had a whole review for it and everything canceled. Crazy. They just hate Blade because he's black.
Nah, it's because you know nobody wanted another Blade. You know, Wesley Snipes came on Deadpool and Wolverine and said, "There's only gonna be one Blade." And everybody yelled, "Yeah, fuck yeah!" And it was like, "All right."
You heard the people.
You heard the people. We don't recast black superheroes around these parts.
No, we don't. Let's see. How's I haven't kept up with Disney Plus too much. Daredevil Born Again. I'm not even sure if that released yet.
It hasn't.
It has not. First episode. Oh, they moved it to March. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I'm going to keep up with that. Ironheart, is that out yet? Or did they scrap that shit?
They didn't trap it, but it's not out yet.
All right.
15 more.
Agatha has been getting good reviews.
I heard that's just because she get naked.
Oh, yeah. That's not about right. Okay.
I heard that. I heard that's Agatha. Why I haven't seen the show yet.
Agatha all along.
She's a witch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's going to tie into what Doctor Strange is.
There's a big controversy about it, too. I don't know. Cause she got naked in front of a little girl, actually.
Did she?
Yeah. Oh. She exposed her parts to a little girl, and women were all for it. Some people, men, were saying, "I don't know, that seems a little weird." And they were like, "Well, if it was a man showing exposing himself to women, you guys wouldn't say anything." And we were like, "Yeah, because the woman's probably not a fucking minor, but you know,
facts,
logic type shit,
facts." You know, you can't spit logic to people these days. They won't hear that shit.
They think with emotions.
No, hey, hold on. There's no way they actually think that men would support a random dude on screen flashing people.
Yeah, because the first example they utilized was Thor in his last movie, Love and Thunder, because when went to go get the fucking lightning bolt from Zeus, his clothes got blown off. They were like, niggas ain't get mad about that. And we were like, well, there were no fucking kids in the room.
No minors in the room. Yeah.
Like, his whole mission was to go save the kids. What the fuck are we talking about?
Crazy, I almost had don't remember that movie.
That's all right. Yeah. That's like a fever
dream. Like, y'all just, you described that in perfect detail. I'm still like, what the fuck is he talking
Chris
about?
Chris Hemsworth don't even want to remember that movie.
You know, I can't forget things, bruh. It's pain. It's pain and good at the same time. But
we got the Penguin, though. You finished the Penguin, Razor?
Wait, finish?
Yeah.
Right?
Season one's done?
Yeah. It just wrapped up.
Oh, hold up.
Apparently, the last episode left like a big-ass thing for the Batman. Or something like that.
Hold on. I didn't realize last week was... Oh wait, no! There's one more episode this Sunday. Okay, I was gonna say.
Oh yeah, well, this week. Sorry.
Okay, I was gonna say.
But coming up.
You had me scared. I was like, no way.
Sorry. Oh, but you're caught up. Nigga.
Nice.
You liking it?
Oh yeah, it's great.
I think so. That reaction. He said, huh?
Man, you had me tripping, bro. I was like, hot finale done. Man speaking in the past tense like that.
Does HBO ever drop a bad show?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I just figured we needed a little bit of hate in this motherfucker.
Oh, okay, alright.
keep the vibes normal.
They be dropping shit, boy. They got the animated DC shit. Then they got that. I seen that Chris Brown shit on the violence.
Chris Brown.
Yeah, he got a documentary or something called.
About him and
him and who? Shit
with Rihanna.
Oh no!
Yeah.
All the females watching that, my man.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, and they low key seeing why he did it. But you know, of course, he got his regrets. Because you can't just get away.
From that. It's called Chris Brown: The History of Violence.
I'm gonna have to watch that tonight.
Look at him.
They mentioned Rihanna.
Absolutely.
They mentioned Rihanna. Come on now.
He goes into detail about that.
That's crazy.
Everything that happened in the car, what happened afterwards, what she did. Like shit that ain't been told before. He touched all that. Pretty sure. And she didn't, obviously this shit been out for a little minute, and she didn't necessarily say he lied or sugarcoated anything. So,
Also, he was telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God.
I think so.
Okay. Chris Brown.
And how could you hate Chris records? Brown,
Oh, shit. HBO just added X on their movies. Okay. That was a good movie.
Give me that. See in the back saying, gimme.
Okay. Was it a good movie for real? Because I remember reading the description. I was like, I don't think that sounds like a good movie.
X.
Yeah.
With Jenna Ortega. It's a good movie.
That's how they describe every movie with her in it.
Yeah.
Don't they? And they can't even tell you the plot. What is the plot?
What's it about? Jenna Ortega. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What Beetlejuice was about.
Wait, is this the one where she's like, the film one?
The film one, yeah. And this is like a thriller.
And that's why I thought it wasn't going to be good. I was like, no way, that's really...
No, it's good. Hey, it's funny, too. Oh, boy.
Nah, that shit is not funny.
That shit funny. He said, I want to try it.
It's just entertainment, right? So you shouldn't have a problem with it. Well, bitch! Don't you use my own magic against me.
Boy, it was sick. Damn it.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I couldn't do it. I mean, I guess. Like, it's good from a horror standpoint if you can get past everything else that's going on, right?
Yeah. It is. That old lady is wilding. Yeah, wow. Yikes.
And I haven't watched the whole movie, nigga. I just watched niggas recap it.
Cause hey, yo.
That's okay.
I watched some niggas scream it because they were saying we were watching everything Jenna Ortega's in type shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Man.
I couldn't get down with Wednesday though, bro. Like I wasn't a fan.
Really? I remember liking Wednesday. Yeah, I watched Wednesday.
I just wasn't a fan of Wednesday. Maybe I gotta rewatch it. I don't know.
Her cereal is nice.
This dude. Who's paying you?
Kellogg's. Frosted Flakes paying too. Yeah, that'd be a crazy deal, right?
Yeah.
I put y'all on for real.
Frosted Flakes do bang. That's true.
Gotta finish you. Oh shit,
that happened so long ago. Oh my goodness.
You ever sprinkle a little sugar in them motherfuckers?
And what?
Frosted Flakes? No, I haven't. That sounds like it go crazy. They already kinda got some shit on them, don't it?
They do.
not that much. But sprinkle
a little extra. Not that much.
Yeah.
How old is
Jenna? Diabetes in the cup.
I know she's younger than us.
She's 22.
Young as hell, for real. Yeah. She a kid, bro.
You know, because I remember, because the first time I saw her, and I think a lot of other
wasn't you.
Yeah. And motherfuckers was fiending over her, but she was under. Yeah, that was like crazy.
17 years.
That was crazy, boy.
Right? It wasn't you. And she had some crazy ass lines in that. And John loved that.
He did.
Stop it.
I remember. Stop it. I haven't watched you, but I know the clip. I'm telling you.
It's so crazy.
Stop.
Yeah, popped up my head. Yeah. I remember that.
Okay, her sister was bad and you. Hold on.
You want to wet me? Oh, my God.
Say it, Joe.
I was like, oh, my God. What's going on here? This shit escalated so quickly.
What was her name? Delilah, that was the sister. She was bad and you. God damn, man. 5'4" from me, from Miami. Oh, 33. Hold on, man.
Looking at her IRL shit, nigga.
Yeah, I'd be on the. I got it all pulled up.
That boy started research.
Oh, crazy.
I'm find this one.
Hey, my boy Joe Goldberg was on one though, man. Boy was a demon.
You know, it's funny. I hear people saying that they felt like you was on a decline. From season to season.
I don't think it was on a decline until after season three. Season three started decline. Season one and two were very strong. Season one, obviously. Season two, I still felt season two was very strong. Three was just, I saw the decline coming, and four was just okay. I stopped watching because it just couldn't keep my attention. I don't know. I guess they're going with the season five. I think that's going to be the last one, but. And it was
damn.
You know how shows go. I we've talked about this, where it's like, I feel like shows, they need to cut the cord. I get it, cash cow and everything, but don't ruin the image. Don't ruin the show. And this one, they've been kind of ruining you, but maybe season five, they'll pick it back up. I don't know. Like, I feel like Outer Banks is doing a good job. Season five is apparently, they already declared it's going to be their last one, and season four is like really good. So at the minimum, they only fuck up one season. So that's good, at least, that they're cutting the cord on that. We do have some Star Wars news. There's a new trilogy in development.
A new trilogy? God damn, Disney. Give it up.
Never.
No, they won't. They will never give it up. Nah, but this one has brand new story and characters. It's reported to not be a continuation, thank God, at the least. But Kathleen Kennedy is also producing it along with Simon Kinberg. Simon Kinberg, he worked on like a few X-Men projects. Dark Phoenix, Dark Phoenix, Apocalypse, X-Men 3, don't quote me on that, but he worked on like 5 X-Men projects, and then Star Wars Rebels and the Fantastic Four reboot. The old reboot. He has okay projects. So I don't have too much trust in this new trilogy. Plus, with Kathleen Kennedy, she is the one who ruined Star Wars. So I have zero trust that this trilogy is actually going to be good. I hope it is, just because I love Star Wars. But I just have zero faith that this story is going to be anything less than like super woke. So that's going to be fun.
What is woke?
How is Kathleen Kennedy still in charge, bro?
we don't know, and everybody on Reddit is asking the same thing, but we don't know. I think what Disney sees is that Disney doesn't, I don't think Disney actually looks at criticism or any type of comments. Disney sees how much money this made and they go, okay, we're going to do it. Because Star Wars, the modern Star Wars, did make billions of dollars. So, you know, that's all they see. But hopefully the fans don't buy into this shit. If it's bad, you know, if it's good, buy into it. But if it's bad, I hope that we don't buy into this shit and support this. But from the looks of it, with the Disney Plus shows and how the Star Wars projects were, the fans responded accordingly to each project. You know, if it was good, it was good. If it was trash, it was trash. And Disney, I guess, looked at that. So I don't know. I don't know how she's still in charge, but she is. And she's got a big influence on these new movies. And it bothers me because Star Wars is just like, they keep driving it into the dirt, and I don't know why. And if they bring back if Palpatine is mentioned in this fucking trilogy, I'm gonna have a stroke.
He has returned.
Right. A new villain, Palpatine 3.0. Fuck. Oh, but yeah, I think the timeline for that is maybe within like a couple years, but it is being written and produced by them, so probably by 2027, end of 2028, we should be getting the first edition of those movies. The Little Uzi Vert album. Dude, I know Rain was in love with that project. How'd you like that?
Y'all niggas is tripping. I don't know why him and Cracker said that. Nah, yeah, him and Cracker both said that stupid shit. Like, they said that shit the other day in the Discord. He was like, yeah, they was playing that shit on repeat. We played that album one time, motherfucker.
You know, Striker don't know music.
One song on, from the album twice. You know what I mean? That's all I'm gonna say. I ain't got nothing else to say about that. Y'all niggas is tripping.
I forgot he was rapping, bro. Man, he got Kodak fucking popping perks on Kai stream, bro.
I think that perk was fake.
No, it wasn't fake. He said it. He said it wasn't fake.
Oh, he said the perk was real?
Yeah, because Kai, I guess they had gotten to it because Kai was like, bro, you can't be popping perks on my stream.
Nah, and bro, the niggas was, he's been doing a lot of skits like that lately, too.
I know, but Kodak admitted that it was real because he got a lot of backlash from it. And niggas was, Kodak was like, man, it's just a fucking perk. Like, this isn't that, this isn't that. And then,
mixed. He got backlash for the way he was acting, too. And the way he was acting was literally a meme, bro. He reenacted a meme. No.
Perks true, nigga. I don't know why
he reenacted a meme because that's floating around now. Yes, from an interview, some nigga in Florida got interviewed and he did all of the shit that Kodak did on Kai's screen.
Oh,
except for the fake perk thing. But he also said, "Yeah, I ate the perk because I knew it was fake because I'm a gremlin." Like he's doing all that shit to promote his music, bro.
Well, he do got a new album out though.
Exactly. The same way that, and that was Lee Chaba came on there, he just released a new, kind of documentary / song series thing. Like, more that slept me out bullshit. And then DDG obviously being on there and them fake beefing for NLE Chaba. And then, pretending to fight. All that shit is, it's all scripted, bro.
Oh, God. I think the most entertaining part of that was NPC Miles.
Yeah, sure.
That was the most lit part of his stream. I like NPC Miles. That boy funny. But other than that, he is committed.
Very
committed. Very committed.
Hey, Kai basically's got a TV show now for real. Like, we talking about his special guests and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he just started that new subathon. So
yeah. It's a month long, ain't it? It's like all of November.
I don't know how long it's going because he's trying to break the record. Like, break it's all Iron of November. Record.
Yeah. He said it's a 31-day straight stream. And I'm like, God damn.
That's not even a record for real, though. But
no, I don't think it is. But I know this one is a 31-day straight, 31-plus stream. So however the fuck long he
goes. It's all about the subs. That's the only reason they're doing it. However long it takes them to reach that.
God, that's just hard work. Fuck. It's just exhausting.
I don't even like to talk to niggas that much, so having to entertain niggas that much for that long.
Shit is insane, man. That's crazy, exhausting. Nigga. Oh man. Well,
so, but who?
We got our Mike Tyson fight next week. A week after this episode airs, actually.
Right.
Predictions?
I don't want to make predictions until I see them niggas weigh in. I need to see what they're really about, bro.
Do the weigh-ins even matter?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, they got to be within a certain weight. And that nigga Jake wanted it to actually count on Mike's record. So, like, no, it'd be like
that's an actual... not happening. Is it happening? Is that happening?
I mean, if they re-get medically evaluated, but based off of the issue that they had last time, no. Because Mike Tyson wasn't, like, medically cleared, so it would be an exhibition.
Do you think stuff like this ruins boxing?
No.
I'm talking about for, like, in the aspect of popularity, how, like, stuff like this is... Like, basically, these have been some of the most viewed boxing matches, like, since Paul has come into the scene in history. Now, do you think that kind of...
Nah.
Mocks boxing a little bit before he got serious?
I think it's, like, reigniting the spark within the sport because it has become less entertaining because, like, a lot of niggas, like, well, Floyd Mayweather obviously retired. And
yeah.
Who do they have, like, you know, as a showman after that type shit? And, like, what's going to keep viewers entertained? Like, this nigga retired, right? But now he's fucking doing fights in Taiwan and, like, doing exhibition fights type shit, keeping it entertaining.
Yeah.
It's just, what is going to get the youth involved in the sport? Because, like, a lot of people, like, it's a certain type of
demographic,
Yeah. Like, a lot of people aren't into boxing. Like, how they would be into
UFC or something, wrestling, or,
you know?
Yeah.
Nah, a lot of people aren't even into UFC either. Like, combat sports, a lot of people aren't into it. I mean, it's big, right? But it's not nearly doing numbers or views like NBA or fucking the NFL.
Oh, no, of course not. No. Well, I mean, like, as far as the fighting scene goes, the UFC is definitely the king right now. I don't even know. What's bigger, WWE or UFC? WWE's not really fighting scene. That's more entertainment. But if we're talking about that.
But if we're talking about which one's bigger, the WWE would have more money, I believe. But I'm pretty sure one of them just got bought recently.
Yeah, WWE just got bought by TFO, whatever it's called. The same one that owns the UFC. They're all under the same group now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Sounds like a fighting monopoly.
Oh yeah, that company literally owns like damn near every fucking fighting sport. It is a monopoly, like no bullshit. I was looking into it. I'm like, oh wow, y'all own everything. That's kind of crazy. Is the XFL still a thing?
Yeah,
they finally can it, or is it still a thing? Okay,
no, it's still a thing. I'm pretty sure that little fantasy league bullshit.
Yeah,
yeah, it's still a thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I see that, though, like, because the boxing definitely does have, like, a certain demographic it caters to. They definitely do need something to bring back that spark to cater to the young audience. That's really what everything's all about, is just kind of grabbing that younger audience attention. Like, when KSI and all them started boxing, it really started bringing a lot of them into it. Mm-hmm. So I guess...
And why they kept bringing people like Ryan Garcia and shit like that on their platform, like Tank Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's who they're kind of trying to push to be the next Mayweather. But I think the way the system is set up,
he's not as flashy.
They keep trying to arrest that nigga. Nah, he flashy.
Well, no. Flashy is fighting, but I'm talking about he's not as like, he's not a Tank. Charismatic. Tank's not a big, charismatic. He's not a big talker. Like Floyd was like, Money Mayweather. That's the money man. You know, like he had that wow factor to him. Yeah. Tank has it when he's fighting, but other than that, it's nothing. You don't hear about Tank unless he's fighting. That's it. Mayweather, you always hear about Mayweather. He always runs his mouth. He's entertaining. You know, Tank's just entertaining when he fights. You know, he's knocking motherfuckers out left and right. But other than that, you know, I think you're right. They are looking for somebody that's gonna take that role that Mayweather has. And I think honestly, Paul has it. Paul is entertaining. No, a lot. Like the dude's flashy. I mean, he's getting good at boxing. I'm gonna give him that. You know, it took him some years, but he's getting good at boxing. He has a status now. He's in boxing. He's always had a status, celebrity wise. And he's I think he's brought a lot of attention to the sport, obviously, especially from that younger crowd. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, Paul. Mean, but he is getting older now, though. That's the thing, too.
Who?
Paul, Jake Paul.
Nigga's like what, 28?
A little old, ain't it?
Hell no, that's not old.
No, he's 27. Oh shit, no, he's 27. They ain't old. Well, ain't like 35. A good cutoff of boxing. About?
I mean, like sure.
Prime. He in his prime.
It just
prime
depends on the damage you take, for real.
Oh, well, did he really get a tattoo on his face, or was that fake?
That was fake. You talking about the Mike Tyson thing?
Yeah. That was fake, right? Yeah. All right, cool. So I'm like, that'd have been stupid as fuck. All right, cool. I don't know. I told you, he's 6'1".
Yeah, they're relatively around the same weight.
See the rules for the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight. Face off number 15. Okay. No flip flop. What the fuck? Yeah. I don't know. That's going to be interesting. It's on Netflix, so guaranteed to watch.
We'll be streaming on Netflix.
Yeah. Last we got to talk about is Lil Durk. Fried.
Durk, yo.
Deep fried. Just, we will. We might get another album out of him. He probably got one in the bank, right?
He ain't gonna have time to do nothing. Well, he ain't gonna have, you know, he, like, to be able to do anything else for real. Yeah.
Well, I mean, his label probably got some shit in the arsenal, I guess.
He gonna be bored up in there. He might as well write some.
Hum a tune or something.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to juke me.
Yeah, Tory Lanez did it. You can do it too.
Well, he's expected to plead not guilty, so he's taking it to trial. He said, of course. Fuck it, might as well fight for my life. It's over anyway.
Can't just let him win.
Yeah. Y'all got anything?
Watch your homie.
Hey, he was not watching his
homie. Close that back, yo.
Bro, y'all saw the videos that were leaking of OTF Jam? Bruh. That boy look nervous.
What you mean you're not going to smoke at the function? Oh, man. You know, my cataracts cleared up.
That's okay. When you watch your homie.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. That boy look shook him. Is he dead?
Who?
OTF Jam.
Hell no. Nah.
Where is he at? He better be in WITSEC.
That's a good question.
Oh, man. OTF Jam, yeah. Death rumors clarified. Shooting victim identified as CJ Rilla. Oh, they after him, though.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, they after him.
Oh, of course, as expected.
Oh, gosh. As soon as the leaks came out, that boy... Man, that boy let them fans fool him like that. Crazy.
Big time. They were supposed to change my name, put me in a different state, at least.
They supposed to redact my name out the...
Them boys is leaked me immediately.
It's crazy.
They leaked me immediately. OTF Jam had a wire for 4 years. What? I didn't even get out the spot. That's crazy.
Oh my God, bro. That boy deep fried. Oh man. Hey, Dirk gonna be on. They're gonna be in court when they sentence him to life, two sentences of life. He'll be like, y'all might as well go ahead and put OTF Jam on me too, because I'm putting a hit out for him right now.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I ain't got nothing to lose.
Y'all can freeze my accounts, but don't worry. I got a buried treasure somewhere. Somebody get that nigga.
Oh man. You gonna
send niggas on a One Piece chase.
Yes, sir. The treasure. Oh god, that's funny. Y'all got anything else for the show?
Nah.
Ooh. All right. Well, wrapping up this episode, we want to thank everyone who made it this far in today's show. All we ask for your appreciation is for you to spread the love by sharing the podcast with a friend. Well, you got to go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on supported platforms because this helps the algorithm promote our show, which helps us with bringing in new listeners. Don't forget, if you want to reach out and keep up with us, you can always find us in our Discord server over at discord.gg/thesummit. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. And as always, we will see y'all next week. Peace.